Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Katholeno with the evening news. The headlines. President Drupadi Murmu urges citizens to make India center of global business and knowledge. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio reviews draft Nagaland State Logistics Policy 2023. Deputy Chief Minister Tia Zileng emphasizes government's focus on technical education. And RMSA 2016 teachers launches indefinite sit-in protest at Kohima. Now the news in detail. President Drupadi Murmu today urged the citizens to make India the center of global business and knowledge once again, addressing the Platinum Jubilee celebrations of the Engineering Exports Promotion Council in New Delhi. She stressed the need for the Indian economy to be more self-reliant and excel in exports. She said that the foundations laid for Atmanirbhar Bharat during the COVID era have been continuously delivering.
महामारी के दौरान आत्मनिर्भर भारत अभियान शुरू किया गया। कोविड महामारी से उत्पन्न हर प्रकार की चुनौतियों का सामना करके भारत ने जिस आत्मविश्वास का परिचय दिया और राष्ट्रीय क्षमता को बढ़ाकर वैश्विक चुनौतियों का सामना करने का एक प्रेरक उदाहरण है।
The president added that the challenges of global trade need to be turned into opportunities by utilizing the exceptional capabilities available in the country. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio today chaired a meeting on the draft Nagaland State Logistics Policy 2023. In a social media update, Mr. Rio said the policy, once notified, will prioritize efficiency, skill development, regulatory reforms and technology adoption. The Chief Minister emphasized that the initiative will facilitate Nagaland's transition from an import-dependent to a production-driven economy. Deputy Chief Minister Tia Zileng has emphasized the state government's commitment to enhancing technical education and sensitization efforts among youth. During the monthly meeting of the Parent District Planning and Development Board today, he directed the Deputy Commissioner to organize sensitization programs for civil society organizations across the district, including Tanning and Nsong circles. Highlighting government efforts, Mr. Zileng said that qualified lecturers have been appointed across institutions, including Polytechnic Parent, and urged communities to make full use of the opportunities provided. The Deputy Chief Minister also noted that Parent's new district headquarters is the Nagaland's first master plan for model township with designated areas for offices and quarters. He said that the policy will be strictly enforced in the district. During the meeting, the board approved the proposal for a new government primary school at Tanning Namsung. The Department of Social Welfare will be undertaking a comprehensive performance assessment of all Anganwadi centers across the state. The assessment follows its observation of persistently low enrollment and underperformance in several Anganwadi centers, as reflected in data from the Poshan Tracker app, which is integrated with facial recognition system. A report.
The department stated that low enrollment has deprived intended beneficiaries of essential services and placed it in a challenging position. Based on the findings of the assessment, underperforming centers will be rationalized and relocated to undercovered areas that meet the prescribed eligibility criteria. The department has requested community leaders and local authorities to extend their full cooperation during the assessment process and further support the Aadhaar enrollment and updation process to ensure Anganwadi services reach all eligible and deserving beneficiaries. Mary Akashvani News, Kohima.
The RMSA 2016 teachers launched an indefinite sit-in protest today at the Directorate of School Education in Kohima over continued government inaction in addressing their long-standing demand for service benefits. The association said the peaceful demonstration will continue without interruption until their demands are addressed by the concerned authorities. The teachers have been seeking recognition of salary and service benefits from their original date of appointment in 2016 and implementation of ROP 2017 pay scale at par with SSA RMSA 2010-13 teachers, among others, which had been resolved in their favor. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The elections for the post of vice president will be held tomorrow. NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will face India Bloc's nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy in this election. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has emphasized that businesses should focus on Swadeshi products, as this will not only help India's growth but also strengthen the country's financial security. Addressing the 56th EEPC India National Awards in New Delhi today, Mr. Goyal said the country's 1.4 billion people, businesses and trade should focus on made in India products. He also highlighted that the country's strength relies on trade and MSME sector, which forms the backbone of the country's businesses. The minister said the recent GST rate cuts and simplification has given a boost to domestic demand.
GST mein जो इतने बड़े बदलाव किए गए, रेट कट्स किए गए, ये हम पास ऑन करें उपभोक्ताओं को और सुनिश्चित करें कि इसका लाभ उपभोक्ता को मिले, डिमांड बढ़े, उससे हमारा उद्योग और व्यापार भी बढ़ेगा, स्वदेशी वस्तुओं के लिए आकर्षण बढ़ेगा और पूरे देश में सुख समृद्धि बढ़ेगी.
In a push to promote women's legal empowerment, various districts across the state organized awareness and capacity building programs today. In Wokha, the district administration, social welfare department and district hub for empowerment of women, DHEW, under Mission Shakti, in collaboration with the Wokha District Legal Services Authority, conducted a capacity building session for police personnel. The session focused on key women-centric laws, including the Domestic Violence Act, the Protection of Women from Sexual Harassment Act, and the Immoral Traffic Prevention Act. A total of 52 police personnel attended the session. Newland District Administration and DHEW also organized a legal awareness session at Hovishe Village under the ongoing Sankalp campaign. The session included discussions on the Dowry Prohibition Act, among others. The event drew participation from the various women's groups, including Sumi Totimi Loka and self-help groups. Meanwhile, Tseminyu also held a women's safety and legal awareness campaign. On to sports. Nagaland delivered an impressive performance at the Northeast Zone Interstate Badminton Championship held in Agartala, Tripura, held from September 4 to 7. The 22-member team led by team manager Mwamongba Longchari and coaches Tajan Kaba Au and Raju Chetri clinched a total of 7 medals across multiple categories. The state bagged gold in senior mixed doubles, silver in women's doubles and junior girls' singles, and bronze in men's doubles, junior girls' doubles, junior mixed doubles, as well as in the women team event. Nagaland bowed out on the ongoing 64th Subroto Cup in Bangalore today. In the quarter-final match played this morning, the boys from SFS Higher Secondary School went down 10-0 against Minerva Public School, CISE, in the sub-junior boys under 15 category. The team walked away with 25,000 rupees as quarter-finalists in the prestigious national tournament. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorms at many places over Nagaland in the coming few days. It said heavy rainfall is likely over the state tomorrow and during 11th to 14th of September. Heavy to very heavy shower is expected over Nagaland on 11th and 12th of September. To end the news, the headlines here again. President Draupadi Murmu urges citizens to make India a center of global business and knowledge. Chief Minister Nipu Rio reviews draft Nagaland State Logistics Policy 2023. Deputy Chief Minister Tia Zileng emphasizes government's focus on technical education. And RMSA 2016 teachers launches indefinite sit-in protest at Kohima. That's all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.